Welcome to Valuation Blueprint, a podcast dedicated to practical conversations about what really drives business value. I use AI for all kinds of things. It manages my calendar, helps me fix appliances, balances my pool water, and it's great for helping me plan a party. When it comes to business valuation, AI can also do a lot of great things. It can spreadsheet your financials, calculate your cash flow, identify obvious trends, pull transaction data, summarize economic and industry data, generate a value for you, and hell, he can even write your report. But it can't sign that report, nor can it answer questions about risk or anything contained in the report's conclusion, and it certainly cannot defend an assumption when somebody starts asking questions. When a deal gets challenged, and in our experience, every deal eventually gets challenged, there is nobody on the other end of that AI report taking accountability for the conclusion. Now, if you've been following along LinkedIn over the past several weeks, you've noticed that we've been doing a piece on AI in short form. We call it the morning shot. It's 20 seconds, one idea, every Tuesday. Today, we're going to do the full version because this conversation deserves more than 20 seconds. Look, AI is changing our industry. That's not a debate. The real question is, where does it belong and where will it expose you? And that's what we're going to talk about today. Welcome to the Valuation Blueprint. My name is Darren Mize. I'm with GCF Valuation. And this show is for M&A advisors, SBA lenders, business brokers, buyers and sellers who want clarity around how value actually works in the real world. Today's episode is a little different. We're stepping away from deal mechanics for a moment, and we're talking about something that's showing up in more conversations than anything else, and that's AI, specifically AI and business valuation. Now, before I go any further, let me be clear about where GCF stands on this topic. We believe AI should be used as a tool, a responsible tool, to work more efficiently. That's it. To gather information, automate repeating tasks, and assist with narrative review for grammatical and punctuation errors. This is efficiency, and it allows the appraiser to do what they do best, which is analyze information and determine and interpret risk. That's what we do. We don't believe letting AI replace the professional. That's the judgment, the accountability, and the credibility in evaluation conclusion. That's the job of an accredited appraiser. There's a significant difference between tool and replacement, and that difference is something we're going to talk about today. Now, let's start by giving AI its due. It's genuinely useful for certain things in our work. I mentioned them earlier: data aggregation, narrative assistance, pattern recognition at scale. These are real capabilities, and we use them all. They're great. I love efficiency. But here's the way I think about it. When we started in this business almost 30 years ago, we were going to the library to pull comparable transactions, industry data, and economic research, and all the other things that go into a report. That was the job before our analysis even started. But the internet changed that completely. It made gathering information faster and more efficient. But it didn't change what we did with that information. It gave us more time to do the work that actually matters, which is the analysis, the interpretation, the professional judgment behind the conclusion. We invested the time savings and expertise, and that's the way it should be. AI is the same evolution. More information and data gathering, same requirement for interpretation. No difference. Here's what that means from a practical standpoint. Using AI should not reduce the cost of an appraisal or the turnaround time. As I mentioned to you earlier, the efficiency gained is invested back into additional time to allow the appraiser to spend more time doing what they do best. That's interpreting risk. That's where the value of an appraisal lives. And that's not something a platform can replicate. These are real capabilities that can be used to make the work that goes into a business valuation more efficient. But here's what matters. Efficiency and accuracy are not the same thing. And in business valuation, accuracy is what gets a deal closed, or at least keeps it from falling apart. Now, here's where the limitation shows up. AI makes mistakes, and it makes a lot of them, and most of them are pretty obvious. So you have to treat it like an assistant. You gotta make sure that you check for credible sources and make sure that what it provides is actually consistent with what your request is. When it comes to market multiples, AI can surface a multiple, no problem. What it cannot do is determine whether that multiple applies to specific business in front of you. Business sales are not publicly reported the way real estate transactions are. What is available has to be heavily scrutinized and sourced. based on reported data from deals that may or may not resemble your deal because there is no consistency in the reporting of those transactions to begin with. And applying the right multiple is completely different. It requires something no platform can replicate, a deep understanding of the risk profile of the subject company you're looking at. That starts with the interview, or what could be multiple interviews with a client. Then it continues with financial strength, earnings quality, cash flow margins, customer concentration, owner dependency, and all the other things that deep dive actually reveals. That's risk interpretation, and that's judgment, my friends. Here's what compounds the problem. When someone without evaluation, training, or an accreditation relies on AI to fill that gap, you don't get a neutral result. You get a confident-looking number built on unexamined assumptions. And unfortunately, bad assumptions go in, bad conclusions come out. All the time. Think about it this way. AI can review a subpoena, but you still need an attorney with a law degree to respond, advise, and bear professional responsibility for the outcome. No one would argue otherwise. Business valuation works the same way. USPAP, the Uniform Standards of Professional Appraisal Practice, governs our work. AI operates completely outside of that framework. No credential, no standard, no liability. When the conclusion gets challenged, there's nobody to call. Now, let's move on to the part of the show we call the frame of reference. This is where we take what we've discussed and anchor it in a real transaction, because valuation isn't theory. It's deals, decisions, and consequences. Here's a good example. A lender engaged us to work on a pharmacy deal on a rush basis. Their assessment when they handed it to us was, this is a strong deal, it's a slam dunk, we want to push it through. They asked us to rush it. And on the surface, they weren't wrong. Revenue and cash flow were increasing every year. Financials looked clean, and the purchase price seemed low, actually, from a price to earnings standpoint. But when our appraiser took a deep dive into the financials and everything that came in the initial file, they noticed something. The margins were strong, which is something you don't typically see with this industry. So we did what appraisers do. We dug in even further. We started asking questions. We wanted to see if we could find why this business was generating the higher margins that it showed on the financial statements. Stop for a moment. Just think about that. We've got a lower purchase price, strong margins, and clean financials. I mean, again, it's a slam dunk, right? Why would we want to ask more questions? Does it really matter why the margins were so strong? To most, maybe not. But for us, we were curious. In this particular case, we asked. So we started with a full prescription revenue breakdown, product sales by RX category. Pretty simple, right? Well, maybe. But what we found was interesting. Cash sales were the primary revenue source, which immediately raises questions about revenue sustainability and third-party dependency. Top five prescriptions filled were narcotics, and three pain management practices were driving 50% of total revenue. That is not a slam dunk. That is a pill mill. Concentration risk, and maybe even liability to the new owner, hiding inside strong numbers. The kind of risk that doesn't show up in a cash flow summary. The kind of risk that ends a business if one of those three referral sources changes their prescribing behavior, gets audited, or even closes. The value came in well under the listing price. Now, here's a question I want you to sit with. Would AI have flagged that? It would have seen the cash flow, the favorable price, strong margins, the industry benchmarks, all of the great things that made this business look really strong. It would have called it a slam dunk too. But here's the real thing. A qualified appraiser's job is to ask questions, lots of them, even when things seem obvious. In this particular case, an appraiser asked a question that the data couldn't answer. In that question, that one request for a prescription breakdown protected the lender from financing a deal built on risks that nobody had identified. That's what an independent professional does. It protects the deal integrity. That's the deal integrity layer holding. So here's the thing. What this means for the full transaction. You want the right price on day one because it protects every party in the chain. If you're a broker, the price you list the business sets the trajectory of the entire transaction. A defensible valuation at listing attracts serious buyers and moves through the lender underwriting efficiently. A number without support stalls the deal or probably kills it altogether. If you're a lender, Cash flow supported by concentrated, high-risk revenue sources is not sustainable cash flow. And the pharmacy deal we just talked about is a good example of that. It looked profitable. That risk was not in the numbers because nobody was asking the right questions. If you're a business owner, here's what it means for you. And we see it regularly. A business goes under contract at a listing price with no defensible valuation behind it. The SBA appraisal comes in well below contract. The buyer walks and everybody loses. The seller goes back to the market, months lost and all the momentum gone. The right price on day one is the foundation the entire deal is built on. Right price, right support, right outcome. Chain only holds when human judgment is behind it. AI is not the enemy of our industry. If it's used correctly as a responsible tool, it makes good professionals more efficient. But it does not replace the credential. It does not replace the process, and it does not replace the accountability that comes with professionals standing behind a conclusion. Who's protecting the deal integrity layer in your transaction? If the valuation wasn't prepared by an independent accredited appraiser, I'm telling you, nobody's protecting it. Now, if you've been watching the Morning Shot series on LinkedIn, this is the full picture behind everything we've been putting out there over the past several weeks. That series is wrapping up on the AI topic, but the conversation continues here. And the Morning Shot moves into a new educational territory going forward. If you're not following along on LinkedIn, now's a good time to start. In our next episode, we're going to be getting back into deal mechanics. But until then, human judgment still matters. It always has. This is Evaluation Blueprint. My name is Darren Mize. Thanks for listening. And until next time, let's keep small business moving.
Thanks for joining us on Evaluation Blueprint. For more expert analysis on what drives business value, visit gvalue.com.